Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Today's officially the last day on the job for Blaine Arthur, our Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. She'll be taking a few days off and then starting right at the end of this month as the new Executive Director of the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation. The Oklahoma Department of Ag had a goodbye reception yesterday afternoon for Blaine. We talked with her about the opportunity she's had as Deputy Commissioner.
It has been a fabulous opportunity for me to have the chance to work with the people and the industry that mean more to me than anything has been an exceptional opportunity. Getting to represent agriculture, our farmers and ranchers, hopefully working towards the best solutions for them as they make a living feeding the world. There's no question probably the best job opportunity that I've had up until this point. And so I've been very, very fortunate to be here at the department.
I know that you've worked with a couple of our secretaries now, and it seems like they've given you a lot of responsibility, a lot of latitude in being able to represent the state as far as agriculture is concerned.
They have, which I appreciate very, very much. Secretary Terry Peach hired me here to the department, and then Secretary Jim Reese was nice enough to let me stay. But they definitely were very kind to give me some kind of leeway and say, you know, you're familiar with the issues and you know the things that we need to do and just go out there and do it. So that's not every boss is like that, and so I have been very fortunate in those regards.
Outgoing Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. By the way, the new Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma, Betty Thompson, former Miss Oklahoma. The question is, how close are we for the 2016 wheat harvest really get started in southwestern Oklahoma? We are hearing from several different folks. Bob Hunger, our wheat pathologist on staff at Oklahoma State University, indicated in reports he's gotten from Tillman County Extension educator Aaron Henson is that wheat's very variable in maturity in his county. He's estimating some harvesting should begin in about a week and a half to 2 weeks. Heath Sanders is the area extension agronomist for the southwestern part of the state. He's based out of Duncan. He says that's probably about right, 10 days or so, especially if we see this cooler, wet weather turn more seasonally hot and dry. Although there's chances of rain much of next week, Jimmy Kinder out of Walters indicates to us that if we can get past this cooler weather, he believes that we could see harvest in his area as early as the latter part of next week. Still no word out of the governor's office on what she's going to do with Senate Bill 1142, the wild hog hunting bill that will allow landowners the right to hunt wild hogs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on their own property. Some indications are that she might veto it. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard special replacement cow and bull sale, Saturday, May 21st at noon. The sale includes 120 Brangus bred heifers, 60 Super Baldy bred heifers, 25 Tiger Stripe bred heifers, 30 Brahma Cross bred heifers, 20 Gray Brahma bred heifers, and many more. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before sale day. Again, it's 918-423-2834.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.